From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank. Yesterday, in part one of my interview with Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos, we looked at the talks aimed at ending Colombia's 50-year-old civil war. In part two, Santos discusses why he thinks peace with Marxist guerrillas known as the FARC is key to Colombia's future and why Colombians in South Florida don't always agree.
Mr. President, you've often spoken about the peace dividend that Colombia would reap from a peace agreement. Even without one, Colombia is attracting almost $20 billion a year in foreign investment.
Well, there are many studies that have been made that say the growth of the country will go up 2 points, two notches, 2%. That makes a tremendous change. Half of Colombia is like the West before you conquered the half of the United States. For example, in the last 4 years, we have been able to connect the whole country with internet, with fiber optics. We have the opportunity to use technology to take a leap forward in our development. And if we have peace, this will be much easier.
The United States and Colombia are free trade partners now. Billions in U.S. aid helped Colombia weaken the FARC. But what about those in the U.S. who complain that the talks are being held in non-democratic Cuba and Venezuela has played an important role in these talks?
The world is not perfect. Yes, Venezuela and Cuba are helping us because precisely they have credibility with the FARC. And I really don't understand the people who criticize the fact that Venezuela is helping Colombia achieve peace. I ask him, what is the alternative? Should I simply declare war on Venezuela? It's very easy to judge, but when you go down to the nitty-gritty, for me, it's very clear that sometimes the realpolitik is necessary in many situations like the one we are living in Colombia.
Colombian expatriates, including the very large community in South Florida, haven't always been your biggest supporters when it comes to these peace talks, but they're an important group. For any Latin American leader, how do you win over more of them?
They have bought the false story that I want to establish a sort of a combination of Venezuela and Cuba. I'm not negotiating our democratic principles, our economic model. Many people in South Florida have bought this black propaganda that I am giving away the country to the communists. This is nonsense.
Mr. President, you've suggested that peace would allow Colombia to become an even stronger leader in Latin America's new Pacific Alliance. Why is that trade bloc so important, especially for trade partners like Miami?
Well, first of all, Miami has a tremendous relationship with a country like Colombia, but also with Peru and Chile and Mexico. These countries are the best performers in the whole of Latin America. Many people don't realize that the north of Colombia, Barranquilla and Cartagena, is closer to Miami than New York. There's a tremendous potential to increase trade both ways.
What legacy do you believe your presidency will leave if a peace accord is signed? But also, can you leave the legacy you desire if an accord isn't reached?
When I took over, Colombia was the number two country in the whole of Latin America in terms of inequality after Haiti. Now this is no longer true, but I want to leave a Colombia that is much more just than the Colombia I found. I would not have run for re-election if it wasn't for the peace process. We are the only country in the whole of the Western Hemisphere who still has an armed conflict. And if you can solve this conflict, you can show the world that there are ways to reach peace.
President Santos, thank you very much for giving us your time.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.